Support for WXXI Digital Media comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Castile, proud sponsor of the WXXI Business Report. Tompkins Bank of Castile is a local community bank providing financial services to Western New York since 1869. More online at bankofcastile.com.
And it's time for the WXXI Business Report with News Director Randy Gorman. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Beth. Well, Manpower, the nationwide employment agency, is out with its expectations for hiring in the first quarter of next year. In the Rochester Metro, that company says employers they surveyed show that 20% of them plan to hire more workers in the first quarter. That is offset somewhat by 6% who plan to reduce payrolls. But the lion's share, about three-quarters of the business owners surveyed, 73%, expect to maintain current staff levels. The Rochester area numbers are similar to the nationwide survey, which shows 23% of employers plan to add staff and 71% say they'll keep things at the same level. Well, moving from the future jobs picture to the recent past, the latest monthly job and wage survey released by Paychex shows the continuation of a recent trend. Job growth is slowing while wages are moving up a bit. The Paychex IHS Small Business Employment Watch for November shows that the tight labor market continues to make it tougher to find workers. Frank Fiorilli is a vice president with Paychex.
Job growth has definitely slowed a little bit. And again, I think that's attributable just to the tight job market out there, and that small businesses, mom and pop shops, you know, Main Street is just having a really difficult time finding, attracting, and retaining employees.
But what has confounded economists to some extent is that even with a tighter labor market, wages have not risen all that fast. The latest Paychex survey shows the rate of hourly wage growth nationally among the small businesses they polled increased slightly, up by nearly 2.5%. Governor Andrew Cuomo announcing several new initiatives to strengthen New York's Concord grape industry, including an investment of more than $1.3 million in a vineyard improvement program. They say that will help growers renovate their vineyards and diversify operations. The state will provide funding to support research at Cornell to develop new Concord grape products and identify market opportunities. New York State is the nation's second largest producer of Concord grapes. Officials note in recent years, grape growers have experienced challenges because of changing consumer preferences and an oversupply of product that has reduced grape prices. One company that certainly does make a lot of wine and spirits and beer as well, very large company, of course, locally based Constellation Brands, as we first told you last week, making a push to invest in women-led businesses. The Victor-based company says its venture capital group called Constellation Brand Ventures will invest $100 million in women-led businesses by 2028. That is through a new program called Focus on Female Founders. Constellation says women-led businesses are the fastest-growing segment of entrepreneurship in the U.S., but only 2% of venture capital funding went to female-led companies in 2017. The company's incoming CEO, Bill Newland, says that women are underrepresented as the demographic in the beverage alcohol industry, and he says Constellation is committed to trying to help change that. And Bausch & Lomb receiving clearance from the FDA for its multifocal for astigmatism contact lenses. The company says that previously eye care professionals who decided to move forward with this kind of multifocal lens for their patients were unable to do so during the initial visit with their patients. Now they have the ability to fit their patients immediately. The company says the vast majority of all adults 40 or older currently wear some type of vision correction, with nearly a third of those having astigmatism. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.